1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in North Carolina today, laying out her economic plan if she wins the White House. Among the proposals, the first federal crackdown on price gouging for groceries and new help for homebuyers. Harris's running mate now has a date for a debate.
Governor Tim Walz and Senator J.D. Vance have both agreed to face off on October 1st. And of course, ABC News will have the very first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris on September 10th.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott. Officials in parts of eastern Ukraine are urging people to speed up their evacuations with the Russian army now moving in. Captured early this morning in North Carolina, a convicted killer who escaped last week, Ramon Alston, was caught at a hotel outside Charlotte. Audrey Richardson was the one who checked him in at the hotel, along with another woman.
There was no red flags or anything like that.
No word yet on what tipped off investigators. Hurricane Ernesto is now a Category 2 and on a collision course with Bermuda. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A record number of people are working in Wisconsin, a little more than 3 million of us. The Department of Workforce Development says the statewide jobless rate for July was 3%, a little higher than 2.9 in June, but still lower than the national rate of 4.3%. 1,300 more people got jobs in Wisconsin last month. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee today. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Vance speaks at the Milwaukee Police Association headquarters. It's his second visit to Wisconsin since accepting the Republican VP nomination at the Fiserv Forum last month. He spoke to a small group at a factory in Eau Claire last week. Meanwhile, Vice President Harris and Democratic running mate Tim Walz plan to be in Milwaukee Tuesday. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Oshkosh Area School District Board of Education discussed new Title IX regulations at the board meeting Wednesday, but they didn't take any action to move toward adopting the updates. Title IX is the subject of several national lawsuits that have resulted in injunctions holding back its implementation. Mark Kaposius, attorney for the school district.
This is really the crux of the issue, defining sex-based harassment to include things other than discrimination or harassment based on male or female status. Sex-based harassment can include gender identity, one's, you know, trans sexual status, pregnancy related conditions. Again, just essentially sexual orientation.
The school board sent the discussion of Title IX regulations back to its governing and policy committee's September meeting. They will then bring it to the board for a vote later. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Brewers' Christian Yelich out for the year. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Christian Yelich undergoing season-ending back surgery today in Milwaukee.
It just got to the point where it wasn't getting better. Tried everything I could. Ran out of options, and it came time to make a decision. This was the best option, you know, that we really had left.
The 32-year-old Yelich making the announcement last night on social media. Meanwhile, the Brewers able to put together an eighth-inning rally to beat the Dodgers 6-4 to split the four-game series 2 games apiece. Reese Hoskins and outfielder Garrett Mitchell.
Garrett had a really, really good at-bat to give us first and second, and then really put the pressure on with the tying run at second base. You feed off each other when you're doing that, and I think we are able to put it all together there in the eighth inning.
NFL, the Packers joint practice sessions underway today in Denver. A chance for quarterback Jordan Love to work with his long list of receivers against the Broncos defense.
We have a real deep, you know, receiver group, which, like I said before, is a good problem to have.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon, tonight into tomorrow. Otherwise, today mostly cloudy with a high near 80 this afternoon. 64 tonight, 78 tomorrow. Sunday will be partly cloudy with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of bug tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bugtussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bugtussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bugtussle. You should too.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, an updated version of All the Best People Who Could Be in a Second Trump Administration. Don't miss it.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, there's some laughter going on here. Welcome back, hour number three.
Yes, it's a dance party.
It is a dance party. That music's awesome. But speaking of great music, we got the Z-Man coming up. But first, we want to thank one of our great, great sponsors.
Hey, it's Friday, and we invite you to check out our friends at Heights Pub and Parlor, located just down the street at 217 North Washington Street, right here in downtown Green Bay. Heights provides one of downtown's best atmospheres for indoor drinks and upscale dining. Yep. Heights' new fall menu is just released. Listen to this, you guys. Highlight variations of their prime Angus beef, and that's burgers, of course, and press
yummy
paninis.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound really good?
We're
getting
there.
Really hungry this morning. And the newly added dinner menus features your choice of ribeye, duck, salmon, walleye, or chicken plates. Yes,
duck.
Have you had duck? It's fantastic.
Yeah, not there. Okay, that's a new menu. That just came out like last week.
So
okay,
come and grab a superb lunch or dinner along with a cold beverage or cocktail. Check them out on Facebook at Heights Pub and Parlor or online at heightsgb.com.
All right, right down the block. Great customer service and the ambiance in there.
It's a beautiful
used to be
old
Oxfords
building.
And just, and then it was the Heights, and it's a great place. So, Dennis, you're raising your hand.
Yeah.
You can just chime in.
Yes, please.
I'm confused, friends. Every time I hear indoor drinks, what does that really mean? I'm still confused about that.
It means you're inside having drinks indoors, versus outdoors.
Is there a difference?
Yes.
The drinks? No.
Not the, with the drinks, but
the atmosphere.
Well, I feel there's a difference when I'm drinking indoors versus outdoors. Outdoors, I'm a
little
more
outdoors
like,
is the way. Yeah, that's where it's at.
I'm confused. Just confused.
You can't have drinks outside. Unless you have a deck. No, you can't. You couldn't have a drink on a sidewalk out here. That's against the law.
Of course.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Z-Man, people don't like that, but that is a rule.
Unless you're in Florida.
Yeah. You can do
that's
it.
That's huge.
Yes.
Our favorite part of the week. We're here with Heather Heil, myself, Jim Schmidt, and Dennis Peters from the Glam Band, who is always the guy who takes this portion of the show and brings in some of the best talent we have in our community. And
elsewhere.
Of that. You got the Z-Man in the house.
Yeah.
The Z-Man experience, Jim.
The Z-Man experience.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, and I just got to tell you that if I saw you walking through the airport, I would guess you're a musician.
Just by the way I look.
You have a total musician vibe.
Do people say you look like anybody?
A few people.
Like
Frank Zappa.
Getting the Zappa vibe.
So was I. And I didn't want to offend you.
No, you're fine.
Because people, they always would. People, they don't tell me I look like Brad Pitt. They didn't want to offend me. But, it's just one of those.
I hear people say that about you all the time.
I know.
Brad Pitt.
I don't want to offend you.
I was going to ask for your autograph.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Dennis.
Come on now.
Okay. Talk about the Z-Man experience.
So Z-Man, he's originally from the area.
Yes.
And then he decided to leave.
I left.
But he's back. He's back. So it's such a great opportunity to have you here in the studio.
It's good to be here.
Yeah. And you're a great guy. I mean, we've been Facebook friends for several days now. I'm kidding. A long time. Yeah. It's a long time now.
And since yesterday.
I love watching it and following what you do because I love your energy. You have a free spirit about you that I wish almost everybody had.
He walked in right away and I was drawn to you.
He's a beautiful human being. Yeah. And I mean that, you know, no. He comes right from the heart. He wears his heart on his face. I mean, it's right there for you. And I love it. Yeah. I wish more people were like that.
I'm with Heather. And when you walked in the room today, you have a nice smile and you're just like, okay, this guy's going to be fun.
I can't stop smiling. Look at me.
Yeah. I know. The energy, like you said, is so great.
Tell us a little about where you hail from. Yeah, you're from here, but then...
Yep, so I'm originally from Green Bay, Wisconsin. That's kind of like where I started my my music journey. And then I moved when I was 27 to Denver. I was living there for about a year. And then just kind of went on a complete vagabond, like, you know, musical journey in a sense. Yeah, we went to Seattle for a little bit and played some music out there in New York City.
New York City.
Yeah. So did you move to Denver for the music journey? Was that the start of it? Or where did that happen?
Really, it just helped me kind of like break out and just to see what the other world is like. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think it's important to get out there and just to discover yourself in different cultures and who you are as a person and how other people react to you and how you react to them with different vibes and climates and
why Denver? Like Denver doesn't strike me as a place like where you would go. Doesn't seem like a music.
It's an underrated
place.
Music town.
Is it really for real?
Yeah. There's a lot of good. There's a lot happening there. It's a melting pot. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's I like Seattle a lot. I love being by the water. You know what I mean? Seattle's got a lot of water. It's a nice area.
For those
area.
Outdoor drinks.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amplify the experience.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But at Denver, skiing, snowboard.
Don't snowboard.
Really? I would have guessed you doing that. So,
I don't, yeah.
So it was for the legalized. So it was for the legalized marijuana.
Oh, I was stoned out of my mind. No,
he was stoned immaculate. Yeah.
Stoned. Good God.
All right.
It's getting hazy.
Okay, so, I mean, Seattle to New York, and that's, 3,000.
Yeah.
Then tell me how you got back. I think that's awesome. I love people that stay here, but I'm okay with people who leave here as long as they come back.
Mm-hmm. I come back.
Okay, and I'm glad you're here. So how'd you get back? How we get you back here?
Yeah, so I ended up moving to Asheville, North Carolina, kind of after the pandemic hit.
What a great, great city, huh?
Yeah.
Oh man.
There you go. Okay.
They got it going on there.
Yeah, I like Asheville. Yeah.
Yes.
And so then I, I've been there for about 2 years, and I've been playing out there for a little bit and been liking the vibe, and I live in a little tiny house. Right now, it's like a wood log cabin kind of thing.
Right.
That sounds like a treehouse. Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Great acoustics, right?
It's right in the city. Yeah. It's right in the city, right by the university.
Oh, beautiful.
So, it's nice. And then I ended up just wanted to come up here to see my family, my mom, and I ended up just kind of like building a tour.
That's how you do it.
Asheville's a nice little centered city because then you have Roanoke, Virginia. You can do Atlanta, Charlotte, Knoxville, Cincinnati.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So there's a lot of cool pockets. And I'm like, I'm just going to shoot up to Green Bay. Why not? You know? And, why not?
Right,
that's right next to Asheville.
I haven't been here in 3 years. So.
Oh. Well, welcome back.
Yeah. Yes. Glad to have you. How's mom? She good?
She's good. Fantastic. She's listening right now.
Hi, mom.
Right.
Mom.
Yeah, she's listening right now.
Hello.
Does your mom call you the Z-Man?
She does.
Really?
She does. She's the Z-Mom.
So she's the Z-Mom?
She's Z-Mama. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I
love it.
You obviously perform. You write?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Right, yeah.
Your music?
Yes, I do.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do we have to do something
time
now?
Or that we can do something?
Can you give us a little?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on now.
I might as well.
Here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
Okay, what do we got? Tell us about the song
about
you're going to sing.
Guitar, too, by the way. I love it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just pick up the pieces.
Yeah, we'll be picking up the pieces.
Picking up the pieces. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
I'll try and get that.
The Z-Man experience.
Guitar a little bit more. You have a voice that carries,
that sounds juicy. Yeah. Yeah. as it was, even though it cuts us like a blade. Because I'm picking up the pieces I've been putting off. One last kiss to our love song. I'm picking up the pieces I've been putting off. Putting off tonight. Kind of like a heart that never healed. Is if there wasn't any time to uncover the past as it was, even though it led us to the vine. Because I'm picking up the pieces I've been putting off. One last kiss to our love song. I'm picking up the pieces we've been putting off. Let's take a dance to my love song. Because I'm picking up the pieces I've been putting off. Picking up the pieces I've been putting off tonight. Baby, tonight, oh yeah. Cause it feels so right. And baby, tonight. And if the happiness came, could like a rolling lake, well, if a bittersweet heartache, come on, is all it really would take. Kinda like a bridge that's never crossed. No, from one end to the next. Because there is something I must confess. Oh, no, no, no. Because I'm picking up the pieces I've been putting off. Picking up the pieces I've been putting off tonight. Baby, tonight, oh yeah. Cause it feels so right, darling, tonight. And if the music starts to fade and the lights turn low, and the space in between the sounds can like an echo down below. Because I'm picking up the pieces I've been putting off. One last kiss to our love song. I'm picking up the pieces we've been putting off. Let's take a dance, my could go wrong. Because I'm picking up the pieces I've been putting off. Picking up the pieces I've been putting off tonight. Baby, tonight, oh yeah. Cause it feels so right, darling, tonight. Oh yeah. And darling, tonight.
Z-Man!
You just experienced the Z-Man experience.
Z-Man experience. Yeah. So, did you get back together with her? I mean, you're picking up the pieces. Is it a happy ending?
It's not a happy ending.
Okay.
it's a happy ending for us because we picked ourselves back up.
All right, I got it. That's very cool. All right, we're going to be right back.
You got it.
A little bit more with Dennis Z-Man and Dennis Peters from the Glam Band and Heather Heil. We'll be right back. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
and this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hovde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500, not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
All right, welcome back. Don't you love this music?
I do.
It's not as good as the Z-Man experience,
hey, come on now.
But we kind of like this music a little bit. This is one of our favorite portions of the week where we just bring in an unbelievable musician who usually hails from here, and we have one here today, the Z-Man experience. He just played one of his great songs, Picking Up the Pieces, and that was a good story. I was kind of listening, trying to, you know, because I hadn't heard that before. Sorry to say that, but that's a good story. And you write your own music?
Thank you. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
All right. And do you have a partner, somebody that you learn this from? I mean, when you pick up the pieces.
I think it's a collaboration of different partners into one song. Or it's like a message that after someone has hurt you, or maybe you have hurt someone else and you didn't really mean to. You can still have time to face yourself in the mirror.
Love it.
And don't look back, and just to pick yourself back up. Right. Just to face the truth.
Very cool.
Otherwise, we like to put our pain in the back of our brain and not really face the reality of what life really is.
Man, art, you know? That's art.
Yeah, it is art.
Yeah, or take that pain and steer it in a different direction, get really twisted about it. You know, it's good that you say to that message. It's stop the pain right now and. Feel.
Let's face it.
Face it right now and move on.
The sooner the better. Yeah. Other people just drag it on.
All right.
You know.
You're performing.
Yes, I am.
We're glad you're here.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's good to be here. Tonight in Menasha at Plank Road, playing at 7 to 10.
That's a fun experience.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time out there.
You look like you're excited about it. That's cool. Menasha's awesome. I mean, that's a great committee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
Of course, I'm going to be on Channel 5 coming up at 9 o'clock.
Really?
10,
with Lisa and Malene. You'll have so much fun.
All right. Yeah. Great sneaking people. Out early. All right. And then
And then on Saturday, I will be in Oshkosh at Oblio's Lounge.
All right.
Mm-hmm. From 7 to 10. And the last show in Wisconsin, not last but not least, but I'll be back next year. But the Sunday, I'll be in Oblio's. Sunday at Naughty River Inn in Wrightstown.
Yeah.
From 2 to 5.
Oh, that's a happening place.
Yeah.
I've never been there. Yeah.
Right. They are. But you can take the boat up and, that's very cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It's going to be good weather on Sunday, too.
Yeah.
I think 78 degrees and sunny. That's going to be fun.
Can't beat that.
So, really, you're not going to be back here for a year? You're that?
Probably.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Just to set everything up and whatnot, getting shows ready for next year.
Mm-hmm. What does mom have to say about this big space in between?
She misses me.
Well, she can come visit you.
Yeah, exactly.
You be the good son. You send her a ticket, man.
Yeah, it's always difficult. Exactly. I'll buy her a ticket. Yeah.
There you go.
What a song about it.
With my hundreds of dollars. Yes. I'm a hundredaire. Yes.
Okay, there you go. Zach, do you have socials that someone can find you on to follow you to find more information?
You can find me under the Z-Man Experience.
I have.
Yes.
Yeah, you should too.
So.
You can look in there and find out where you're playing, what you're doing. I was like really sad I didn't have a glass of wine when you were just playing that last song. Because it was that vibe of, you were an outdoor drinking music kind of. Yes, I love
it's
that.
It's also 8:23 a.m. Oh, so
I thought
that
you'll have that.
Well, what's really in that Yeti there?
It's still live music.
But it is the weekend.
Don't ask questions you don't want answers to. Yeah.
As the song goes, everybody's working for the weekend.
Yeah, we're prepping for the weekend, yeah.
I know you got to sneak out of here because you have to get on Channel 5 for the 9 o'clock show. And I'm sure you know this because you grew up here. Did you go to high school here or college?
Yeah, I went to Green Bay East.
Love
East. Yes. Green Bay East High School, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I was telling you during the break, I think there's just a lot of talent in this part of the woods.
Oh, absolutely.
I just really believe that. And, you know, we talk a lot about sports. We have great athletes here, but just the theater, that whole mile of music, which I'm sure you're very familiar with.
Yeah.
That's guys like you. It is.
Yep.
It's original It's
yeah.
Unbelievable music there.
Yeah, I've never played there.
Well, we're going to get you in the next year.
Yeah.
Next year. It was.
Well, if you know who I should talk to, let me know. Yeah, I'd love to play. Yeah.
Paul Willems and Kurt
Chisholm.
We got people. Your book. So,
yeah.
All right. Mama Z, he'll be back definitely for Milo Music.
Yeah, we're getting him for Milo Music.
Mama
Z. Yeah.
Okay, so we got his Facebook. We're going to get that again. But here, you want it?
We got time for one more.
Yeah, we do.
Sure.
Then we got to kick you out with a nice pleasant push.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep you on the train schedule.
Yeah,
my friend.
Exactly. Yeah.
Great to see you. Thank you so much for coming in, my
seriously,
friend.
Yeah, seriously, it's my pleasure.
Wow,
it's
this a pleasure. Is awesome.
Thanks for coming.
All right. So, what is this next song?
We'll do. Let's do Hot Coals.
Hot Coals.
How about just a little?
A little less energy.
No. Tell me a little bit about Hot Coals. Are you picking up those pieces too? Or you drop the pieces?
we gotta squeeze this. So we got 3 minutes.
Oh, 3 minutes.
We got. It's about opening up your mind. Of finding your passion.
Love
sense.
It.
That's what it's pretty much all about.
Which is what you're yourself. All about.
Yeah.
And that's what
thank
absolutely.
You.
All right, we're trying.
I'll do a quick version of the song.
Okay? All right,
I'll do a cut down version of it.
Thank you, Zach.
That's a little over 3 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
Play it at 78 speed.
I'm exactly. I can't. Here we go. It's probably going to go faster. Come on, 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 come on
witty, mini, money, yay! I'm walking on my hot coals, and a hippie kind of sipping down to my toes. Hippie kind of sipping down to my toes, and a baby coming down with a cunning of old man. Living up with a star man, standing in the hand with a pepper gun suit. No, we are dead to the call, don't count it. I only knew you couldn't make a sound. You better open up that mind. We'll see where you're gonna find it. Yeah. I open up my soul to a little bit of rap. Wow! La da la da 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 da. We sing la da 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 da. La da la da da da. Story is so true. We can be no Japanese as a feed until I turn purple in that face. Oh man, it's a total disgrace. How can we be fighting this war so flipping long? I'm looking at my hackles. I'm a hippie, give a sip and on top of my toes. Give a sip and on top of my toes. And a baby coming down. And a ribbon, tip, 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 a gingo. Shake it down, go down, get a gleam. No, do, 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 chicka, 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 on there. Shake it down, go down, get a gleam. No, chicka, down, down, chicka, down. The ribbon, 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 yeah. Oh man, thanks so much for having me. You're great.
Wow. 78 awesome. Speed is right.
All right.
Thank you.
The Z-Man experience.
So yes. Good. That I was love fun. That experience. That yeah. was so fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a fun night, right? Yeah. Listen to you.
That's I mean, a fun
people,
night.
People
fun
be getting
yeah.
into that.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. That's they'll be grooving. I'm sorry.
So again, let's get the Facebook again one more time so people can kind of tune in. Can we download your music or how does that work?
Yeah,
like I'm still a yellow legal pad guy, so I'm not.
Spotify. Listen to my music. Spotify. Apple Music, Instagram, the Z-Man Experience, all together.
Z-E-M-A-N, Z-E-M-A-N.
The Z-Man.
Is that correct?
Z-Man.
Z-Man. Z-Man.
Yeah, Z-slash or Z-M-A-N or all right. Mix them together. Who knows? You'll be able to find me, though. Yeah.
All right. All right.
That's cool. And then you're playing, again, now let's get this, Dennis, one more time. We're going to say that in the next half hour, but you're playing tonight in Oshkosh? Menasha.
Tonight in Menasha. Menasha. Tonight in Menasha at Plank Road.
That's cool.
And then from 7 to 10. And then tomorrow I'll be at Oblio's Lounge in Oshkosh, 7 to 10 again. And then Sunday will be 2 to 5 at the Naughty River Inn in Wrightstown.
And for those of us who plan way far ahead, next year at the Mile of Music.
Yes. Well, this is the music business. You got to kind of do that.
You do. Mm-hmm.
You got to do that.
Stay in touch with me. I'll hook you up.
Yeah, sounds good. Appreciate it. Thank you.
This is great. Thanks for coming in.
Enjoy my pleasure.
Enjoy Channel 5. Much more fun here, but have fun.
No.
We love them. That Channel 5 is a great, great partner.
I'm excited.
Of ours.
Please hide your mom for us.
Yes.
We appreciate that.
I will. Yeah.
You tell, and you get her that airline ticket so you don't have to be a
year. Sounds
good. Take care of her. Take care of your mother. All right. Thanks for coming in, Mr.
Thank you, Zach. Pleasure. Thank you.
All right, we're going to be right back with Dennis from the Glam Band, Heather Heil, talking about what's going on in the greater Green Bay community, Oshkosh and Appleton this weekend. Stick around. We'll be right back.
West Coast kid. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is asking a federal judge not to impose any changes at Wisconsin's youth prisons. Evers tells federal judge James Peterson the conditions at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake are slowly getting better. Republican state lawmakers are pushing Peterson to give staff more leeway to discipline inmates after a counselor was killed in June. Black business owners in Milwaukee have a digital resource to set up and grow their ventures. It's called MKE Boss. Pam Bell is a business lender. She admits financial services can be hard for new entrepreneurs to navigate.
How do I scale this? Breaking down how much it costs to, you know, create a product and how much do I need to put back into my business so that it's profitable and all of that.
August is National Black Business Month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The median home price in Winnebago County is down about 4% in July from the month prior, but is up from last year. Data from Realtor.com shows the average median home price was just over $373,500. That's a 15% increase from July of 2023, when the median price was almost $325,000. Heritage Hill Historical Park takes you back in time to the Civil War this weekend. Elizabeth Jolly Haslett, Heritage Hill Director of Development.
A group will be reenacting or enacting the 1st Wisconsin Regiment, I believe it is. So they'll be doing drills and marching and talking about kind of how they lived and what they did during the Civil War and how Wisconsin was a part of the Civil War.
The reenactments will be Saturday from 9 till 4 and Sunday from noon till 4. Admission is $13 for adults. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Okay, movie fans, as the summer winds down and you're behind on your summer flicks, here are some suggestions in order of my personal enjoyment. Topping the list is Inside Out 2, which I thought was a near-perfect film. I actually liked it better than the original, and it crushed several box office records. If you hurry, you can still catch it on the big screen. Mad Max Furiosa was nonstop fun, and although not the spectacle its predecessor, Mad Max Fury Road, was, it was a heart-pounding fun ride. It is now available to stream, and although not as spectacular in your living room, still a great watch. Number 3 for me is A Quiet Place Day One, as I really liked how there were no huge stars, which helped me lose myself more in the story. I actually liked the pacing better and the urban setting in Day One more than either of the first two Quiet Place films. Other films that will provide lots of entertainment, Dune 2, The Bike Riders, Civil War, Twisters, and Challengers. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon, tonight into tomorrow. Otherwise, today, mostly cloudy with a high near 80 this afternoon. 64 tonight, 78 tomorrow. Sunday will be partly cloudy with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic, reliable, just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Collect a Bob Uecker Harry Doyle bobblehead at the Brewers game on August 17th, courtesy of Chevrolet. Inspired by Uecker's legendary role in the film Major League, the first 30,000 fans through the gates will get this special bottle. Get your tickets at brewers.com/giveaways.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as Luke Mathers is in the guest host chair at our replay of a great interview with Kelly Call and Sean Hamnish of the new film, Just a Bit Outside. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are we're on the home stretch here. It's 8:34.
I can't believe this morning is flying by. What a fun,
it is.
Fun morning.
It makes, you know, because of our host here, you, but also we had some great guests.
It's you. You're doing like great guests. No, Zach, been fun. I'm still riding Zach's energy.
I know.
Thank you for bringing him.
Yeah. He's very catchy.
He is, and he does have that Frank Zappa look to him, you know, and but he said, "I can't stop smiling." That's a true statement.
Yeah,
he is a free spirit, and honest to Pete, it's priceless, and he gives of it very freely.
Yeah.
And
I just
wish more
friend.
People were like that.
Yes.
I want a shirt like he had.
Right. Yeah, right? I know. Yeah. Such a good shirt.
Yeah, that was cool.
I wish him so much success.
There's a guy that knows how to live.
Yep.
You know?
Thank you, Dennis, for bringing him in, and we just love when we can bring in. Now, you're right. It's not local talent, but he was local. We can claim fame to him.
That's right.
We were talking about, like, you know, the state. We were talking this morning before the show of Liberace, some of the great people that came out of the state. And we talk about great people that came out of Green Bay. So even though he lives in Asheville, we're claiming him.
He's a Green Bay East grad.
That's right.
He's one.
That's he's our guy.
That's right.
He's our guy. All right. How about you, Dennis? Dennis Peters from the Glam Band, who is, of course, we all know the Addie Award winner of the best musician in Wisconsin. Well deserved.
I paid people off for that.
No, believe me. Did not. No.
But that kind of comes with the popularity, though. To be honest with you, the band is amazing. Everybody is individually just tremendous musicians, and we're riding a great wave right now. So
I think that's
part of it. Yeah,
it's fun. And you were performing last night
in Medford. Medford.
Home of Tombstone Pizza, Medford.
Right.
Crazy that I know that.
The big sponsor of the event. Parkfest, it's called.
Was it? Really? Yeah. It's a Tombstone?
Yeah. It is Tombstone Pizza.
Did you have free Tombstone pizzas
As a matter
night?
Of fact, yes. And I have mac and cheese, by the way, with a bunch of other goodies in the RV, by the way. So if you want some, I can bring some in. But
so you drove back here at dark o'clock.
Yep.
You're here. Thank you for being here.
Thanks
for
letting me.
You turn around and head to Racine, you said?
We go to Wilmot, the Kenosha County Fair today.
Yeah, it's
a 4 o'clock load-in today. Mm-hmm. So we pick up our merchandise person, Christine, and pick her up here. She lives here in town, and then off we go. Wow. And then that's tonight. And then Saturday, we're going to be at the Door County Fair in Sturgeon Bay, mm-hmm. which is a beautiful, wonderful event. And then Sunday at the Black Sheep Pub here by the UWGB.
Oh, yeah, we've been out there.
That place is fun.
It's always a hoot. The food is fantastic. The owners are awesome.
Yeah, Tommy is awesome.
They're great people. And do 3 to 7 there.
Sturgeon Bay tomorrow, you said?
Sturgeon Bay tomorrow, yes.
All right.
Door County Fair.
All right. Mm-hmm. That'd be fun. All right.
Are you doing a fair this weekend, did you say?
Yes, you know, it is fair season, right? I mean, the state fair, I don't know if that's done yet. That was...
State fair just ended.
It just ended. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I always went to the Iowa State Fair because my... kid, which that's a huge, huge, and
where the musical came from,
and the it also it's even bigger when every 4 years when the politicians all come down there, my kid went to school at Drake, so we would get down there and just big, just all that stuff, everything on a stick type thing, and I enjoy state fairs. And they're not that expensive. And there's a million, what, 700? There's just tons of them.
Try different food.
Think you've lived unless you've gone to the Iowa State Fair, honestly.
Right.
It's great for the soul. It's a great environment there. Great people.
And the animals. Some people forget that, like, there are kids that work all summer long raising their produce, or not their produce, their animals and livestock to bring them to the fair that you can come and then go visit them. And, 4-H and all of those great things.
It is. And I got some pictures because we knew someone who was there. And I don't know, this girl, maybe she weighed, I don't know, 80 pounds, 85 pounds, just, you know, 6th, 7th grader, just laying on this huge cow. Like, you know, that thing would have rolled over. She'd have been, you know, packed. Uh-huh. But she just loved that cow, you know. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm into the horses. I like going there. And people will, they'll bring the horse out, you know. And it's so we're going on Sunday to the, I could be gone this weekend, but new community shelter, a few of us are just going to go out there. And
that's awesome.
It is. That's a fun thing to do. So
is the state fair in Sturgeon Bay like that? I mean, is there, do they have everything on a stick?
The county fair in Sturgeon Bay?
The one that you're playing
at. Yeah.
Fantastic. I haven't been to that. Okay, cool.
Midways and all that and animal, you know,
fun
exhibits, just like any other county type fair.
Yeah.
What I don't understand though is how county fairs are after the state fair. Aren't there like
feeders to that?
Well, yeah. Isn't that like the feeder system to the state fair? I mean, you win the county fair, you go to the state fair. You know,
oh, I see that. The blue ribbons.
Somebody educate me real quick once, as I say up north.
You know what? That's a right. If you win the county fair, is that the end of the rainbow?
You would think that's state fair.
That you would go
right?
out to the state,
right.
But then we'd have to have a national fair.
I'm a little corn fed about this subject.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, confused. I get
know,
those
but like
up.
Somebody out there listening has to know the answer to this with the there. Yeah,
but
I'm sorry. I just read yesterday that horses can hear your heartbeat from about 5 feet away.
Is that true?
Yeah, they came from about 5 feet away.
You're the horse guy.
I believe it, but I never heard that.
Yeah, I just read that yesterday.
Horses are unbelievably
sensitive
human people.
Yeah,
they just and they know. Yeah,
they kind of terrify me a little.
No,
bit.
That's because they're too big.
If you show them love, you're going to get it right.
You
back.
You ride them every day. Nope.
Until you get on them and they throw you off and bust your pelvic.
That, but they have different personalities, right? Just like
sure,
all of us.
Absolutely.
And some don't. Yeah, but there's some. Anyway, I love horses. Mm-hmm. Hey, what is this that text that just came in? A good Western band, Remington Ride. They're playing Sunday at 2:00
at Honolulu Resort in Fremont.
Honolulu.
I know where that is.
I don't know where that is.
Honolulu is awesome.
It is so awesome. There, my family hails from there originally. My mom and dad do.
Really?
So, yep, Honolulu. Their reception was there.
So where are you from?
So my mom and dad grew up in the Fremont Waiwega area,
okay.
And then in middle school we moved to Berlin, Wisconsin.
Gotcha.
So
I'm from Wild Rose, by the way.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So same little weird areas. My mom still lives in Berlin. And worked in Green Lake through college.
Gotcha.
And yeah, did the whole thing.
All right, Josh.
Sure got quiet around here, didn't it?
No, right.
You know why?
I'll tell you why it got quiet. Is Josh sent something in, and they show their projects at next year's state fair.
Really?
So
what if the critters don't make it?
They will. They're young.
I hope so. I mean, what if your little animal doesn't make it?
You just got to wait a year to show your county fairs after the state fair.
That's weird.
Thank you, Josh.
I don't know.
Well, I know a lot of state fairs are usually later in the season,
Minnesota's.
Like
Minnesota's a great
October
example.
October or something
yeah.
like that.
September, yeah.
But you would think you're right, Dennis, that they would do the county and then move to the state fair.
But then what is there?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's not a national
so
state
they
fair.
Run
just
on
take your winner and just at the county. I won the county fair.
They run on a fiscal year? Is that what's going on? I'm a little corn.
All right,
about that too.
All right. So, and text us what you're doing this weekend if you want to promote anything, right? I mean, I'm doing the county fair and I'm going to be up in Egg Harbor for a wedding. But there's other stuff going on in Green Bay. There's just a ton of stuff always going on in Green Bay. And actually this weekend...
Brown County Fair?
Yep, Brown
the
County
Brown
Fair.
County
we're doing
Fair.
That, but I'm saying there's another event. The guy was on here. Keith Pamperin was on here talking about an event this weekend, and it's kind of for, I want to use the right, politically correct, like handicapped hunting and fishing.
Okay.
Is that awesome?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I've
Keith
heard
Pamperin.
Of this.
38
yep.
years
yep.
he worked
yep.
for the city. I mean, he's
yep. Leadership
like
Green Bay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Leadership Green Bay. Guy could have ran for mayor. He is just a great community guy, and born and raised here, big UWGB supporter, and
right
worked
on.
In our planning. Anyway, and he's in a scooter, and they hunt, they fish. It's unbelievable what they do. They take blind people hunting, which I'm like, I didn't get too many.
Well, your senses, though, their hearing, sense of hearing is so bright. Okay, no, you're still like,
so
no,
they do.
You're nervous.
Do they attach a little beacon to these critters?
I'm
or?
Not
no,
sure.
I'm not
sure.
Sure.
So, Yeah,
I'm sure they make sure it's very safe.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
100%.
True that is. And they They got a
gotta write that one down.
No, but someone dedicated 17 acres
yeah.
for them, and they have a pond there. They put fishing piers out there that are wheelchair accessible, and
they can get down there.
They have a fundraiser this weekend, so
that's
when
beautiful.
We go to break, I'm going to dig that up because I want people
fantastic.
To support that. Yep. That is a good thing. I'm trying to think what else is going on. Oh, you know what else is going on this weekend, you guys? In Green Bay, I'm sure there's stuff going on in every community because this is I'm kind of wrapping up. School starts Monday for me. But the historic house walk in Astor Park is this weekend.
Oh,
okay.
Too
that's cool.
Cool,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So there's six houses that you can walk through and because we're gone. We're not one of them. But there's 40 houses that will have signs out in front of them, and you can just look and, oh, this was built in 1920, and this is what's inside. And they have some pictures of what's inside the house. So that's a cool thing, too. Get a little exercise. Enjoy the nice weather. That's going on this weekend in Astor Park. The
weather's supposed to be great this weekend.
I haven't seen the weather for the weekend. So, yeah, we're looking at nice weather.
Once you get through tonight and tomorrow, yeah, tomorrow morning, she should be good anyway.
What are you saying? The weather's good on Sunday? It's great this weekend.
Tonight and tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
All right. Depending on where you are.
Okay, that guy wants to know if I showed Star at the fair. That was the name of my horse.
Oh, it was, okay.
Did Jim show his pony at the fair? I did not. Not sure Star would have won a lot of awards. He was just, you know, very chill. Anyway, yes. I should have.
Did that disappoint you as his daddy?
No, we weren't into that. We just rode him. No, we weren't into, you know, far be it for me to seek attention. So, no, I would.
Wow. Hence the dog and pony show. No.
RRRR. Yeah.
National Joke Day, Jim. Wait to put that in there.
That is, Dennis, it is National Joke Day today. And, you know, us who
are dads. You said you
had
some jokes.
That's funny you say that.
Yeah.
Because that's what my mom and dad said when my mom had me.
Yeah.
There's a joke.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. But some jokes are riddles. Give it to us. These are bad.
Like, I know. It's going to be even better. Give it to us.
No, that's not. That's not.
I can't wait. I'm full.
I know. Don't. You're building it up too much. Just
I'm
get
full
it.
Of
I know.
Zip right.
Okay. Okay. Quick. What was Cinderella? Why was Cinderella so bad at soccer?
I don't know. Why was Cinderella so bad at soccer? Something about the ball.
Right. She kept running away from the ball.
Hey-o! Yes. Hey-o! Okay. That's fun.
I thought
that
something.
They're clever. I like that.
I thought the dwarfs had something to do with it. I don't know.
Dwarfs ruin everything.
That's not even a politically correct word to use anymore, is it?
I don't think it is.
Dwarf?
But they,
I don't know, but today is the anniversary in 1939.
Wizard of Oz premiered.
Oh. So, and the guy who played the town councilor or town.
No, he was the coroner.
The coroner of the town is from Oconomowoc.
Shut the front door.
Yes. Cool, huh?
And he had a premiere in Oconomowoc.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yes.
I didn't know that till today.
Yes.
So we got a couple of other texts this morning when we were talking about Wisconsin people. Agnes Moorhead and Dora from Bewitched was raised in Reedsburg.
Yep.
And I will say this, Alan Ludden, the host of Password, was born in Wisconsin as well. Mineral Point.
Betty White's husband.
Yes, correct. Yep. He's actually buried there, Jim. If you'd like details, I'll tell you where the grave is.
Yeah, send it right over, man. Yep. That's okay. All right. So
cemetery visit's not in your circuit.
So we're back. Well, let's stick with the horses.
Yes, sir.
What do you call a well-balanced horse? Oh, come on.
I don't know.
Stable.
Hey-o.
Oh, stable. I wasn't going there.
These are kind of like dad jokes. Okay. All right. You should really get these. These are kind of like, these aren't that hard. I mean, you know, these are stuff you'd say to your kids.
This is what Jim is telling us, by the way.
Hey-o. Okay.
Where
do polar bears keep their money? Polar bears. Where do they keep their money?
Snowbank. Snowbank.
Yes.
Hey-o. Okay. Well played.
Okay.
Nice job.
I'm back. I'm like, okay. Right. Now I'm like.
Tell her what she's won, Don.
Think like Jim.
You won a trip just for you.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
Okay.
Now that's okay. What?
My
okay.
All right.
Here we
go.
All right. What would bears be without bees?
Bears.
What ears.
Bears yes.
What about bears. That?
Ears.
Nice. Oh, ears.
Without ears. Bees. Get it? Okay.
Wow.
Since
one of these things become dad jokes anyway.
Okay.
They're just dry jokes. You know what I mean?
These are just, okay. What did the triangle say to the circle?
They'll try anything.
That's close.
Oh.
The triangle said to the circle. Think of this kind of easy.
I don't think it is. Cornered something, cutting quarters, something.
You're pointless.
Hey-o.
Yeah. Okay.
Choose a side.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah. Is that clock working? Come on, let's go here.
Bum.
30 seconds, Jim. You got time for one
more. So,
you can do it.
I ordered a chicken and an egg online. I'll let you know what comes first.
Okay.
All right. That one was not ready. That wasn't worth the wait.
All right.
I like that pregnant pause. That
here's
was great.
Here's an easy one. Okay, what do lawyers wear to court?
Lawsuit.
Yeah.
Hey, lawsuit.
All right.
Yes.
She's woo. We're doing all right. All right. We're going to be right back.
A few more dad jokes, but a lot more about what's going on here in Greater Green Bay. Thanks for listening. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
I love this music, right? Does it get you in the mood for the weekend? And it's, you know, we've got 10 minutes and we will be at the bar. I mean, we'll be on the street. So we'll be out of here. So this is, and like Dennis said, the weather is looking good. Maybe a little bit of rain tonight, but. Right, there's always farmers markets going on, and we need to support those.
That's right.
You know, and when you go up and buy your vegetables, don't barter with the guy. I mean, he's sending his kids to school. You know, I like to barter. Yeah. Johnny and I were talking about that a little bit, but I mean, not that. You know, you can do it with a car because they got money, but these guys just give them $8.
Right, and I also try to. Oh my gosh, that's so cute. we showing puppy photos. The distraction. Oh, cool. It's a puppy. I tip the farmer sometimes when I'm doing that. And I like challenge myself to when I go to like, go to the Saturday morning farmer's market and I'll be like, okay, groceries for the weekend. You need to make one meal from everything here.
Ooh.
Go. And then I try to tip those farmers because they're working so hard at doing
you
that.
You must watch the Food Network.
No, I don't. I just bring it to, and to, even if you just have a full meal of vegetables, like fresh vegetables, raw, it's amazing.
Let's play supermarket sweep.
It is. It's so fun.
All right. That's Oshkosh, Appleton, Green Bay. Just get out there and support. And it's nice. It's fresh vegetables. You know, we just had Mark Hewson on here telling us how to eat right. And
There's vendors who serve bison and like different meat as well that you can get. They bring freezers to the market. You can really, like, there's a lot of options. Bratwurst on National Bratwurst Day.
That's where I got a problem. I never eat right. I'm left-handed.
But I'm
back to
we do, but I want to talk about your puppy.
Thank you.
You tell everyone what you said.
I play in another band called Sideshow, and with some guys I used to be in a band called Sonic Circus with, and I was in that band for like 15 years off and on, whatever. But something kind of happened. We lost our dog a year and a half ago. She had bladder cancer, just was tragic. It tore us apart.
Oh, yeah,
lovely dog. And for some reason, before we did sound check, I just walked up to this dog.
Oh, nice.
I didn't even think about it. Just walked right up to it. And she goes, take him for a walk. Okay. And then the dog took me for a walk run and around the whole park and whatever and brought him back because I had to, you know, go do sound check. And she goes, you want to take him home? I'm thinking, yeah, what are you talking about, Willis? But truth of the matter is she has 5 dogs. She's 75. She can't keep up with the dogs. In a 1,000-square-foot house.
Yeah.
You know, blah, blah, blah. Great dog. Great the disposition. It's an Egyptian feral hound. But about 25 pounds too heavy.
Yeah.
But so my job now is to teach it how to eat right. And exercise the BGs out of him, and we're going to have a ball together.
If you figure that out, you could probably rent out your services to Mino and the mayor.
Yeah, if you get that dog 25 pounds, we could use that. But
I already have the solution.
Oh, do you?
There's some
I lost that amount of weight over COVID, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought it was COVID-19 because everybody gained 19 pounds. I sure did.
Well, congratulations.
Sorry. Hey, that's cool. I'm late on this, but I'll go ahead. There you go.
Oh, there we go. All right. There.
Okay. So I want to say hi to my dog, Diggity. Hi, Diggity.
Yeah.
Oh.
Diggity.
So there are some.
No doubt.
Something else that's in all Kakana, everywhere, dog parks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And those dogs run when they find another, because I don't know that you run with your dog. My dog likes to run, and he canters. He really doesn't run like he used to. Well, not used to. He just likes to canter, which is kind of like right between the two. But
that's a very regal thing.
Yeah.
It just, of course, your dog is regal, Jim.
Well, they kind of prance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway, the dog parks are great, and people are so friendly. You meet other people there. So, yeah, you can get out there and do that this weekend, too.
Can't wait to turn them loose.
Yes.
Yeah.
My wife, though, has a thing about dog parks, though. She goes, that's not a great place for dogs to congregate, you know, whether it be diseases or other things or
it does worry me sometimes.
Socialization issues. It's like instant
some,
wham. You know,
owners aren't as responsible as
I think.
I tend to disagree with some of that part of, you know, let the dog run. Let him have fun, you know.
Sometimes you gotta assess their owners.
You do. Yep.
Fair.
There's no such thing as a bad dog, just bad owners. That's what I believe.
On the most part. Yeah.
And that
I'm winning. This is my dog. I'm taking him to the dog park.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely.
Let him play.
Right. So, Dennis, again, where are you playing this weekend?
Tonight, we are at the Kenosha County Fair in Wilmot. That's a 2.5-hour drive from here. Okay, and, turn that around. Then we're at the Door County Fair on Saturday in Sturgeon Bay. A beautiful, lovely place. And then
That is.
Sunday, fun day at the Black Sheep in Green Bay, east side.
79 degrees and sunny.
Can't beat it.
Nope. Mm-hmm. That is going to be fun. What time are you playing there?
3 to 7. Usually how it goes.
All right. Yeah, we'll get out there. And like I said, you know, the county fair, they've got, I don't know, I don't like those horse pulls. I feel sorry for the horses. When but I don't know if they have that this weekend. They have the horse barrel.
Racing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep. And they have rodeo. Is there a rodeo on Saturday night, I believe, as well?
All right. Anyway, go to the website. Yeah. Check out what's going on in the county. And then just parents, students, Monday kicks school off. So
already, yes.
Really?
So it's kind of,
in Green Bay?
For some of the districts, well,
NWBTC,
it does.
Notre
Dame. Okay.
I start teaching Monday. So, yeah, it's, you know, I wanted to get somebody on my show to talk about the how sad this is for dads this time of year when your kid goes to college. That is, it's awful.
Good like, for you, because nobody talks about that. Mother's always,
I know, it's always, how's mom doing? It's like, well, that's good. Dad always doing. And I get my friends, we talk about that all the time. And not on occasion. And that is hard. I mean, that's a long, long drive home. So,
it is.
Or dads, flight home, wherever they go.
But, dads have feelings and pride, too.
Oh, you know? Man, it's unbelievable.
Since when?
Whoa!
Since the revolution, man. Since the revolution.
Yeah. No, this is this is tough, and people are very anxious about what's coming up. And you know, I was talking to Mark a little bit about that from Bellin, and kids are anxious, right? Got to go to school, especially if you go to a different school, you know, and you know the lunchroom. I mean, it's the same stuff that we did 30 years ago. It's the same experiences they have today. I remember my daughter came home and to school, and it was terrible. I with my tray, I walked into the lunchroom and, you know, I didn't know where to sit. And I'm like, remember that next time when you're there next year and some kid walks in, just come on, sit here. You know what I mean? Like nothing's changed. Mm-hmm. Like as much as they talk about all this technology and this and that, at the end of the day, I mean, kids are anxious. Parents are sad. I mean, you'd like to have your kids home all the time. But anyway, this is a tough time for a lot of dads. A lot. Yeah. Really tough. Mm-hmm. I was going to get somebody on my show on Sunday just to talk about that. And it is. It's a grieving process. And it's just, we're not soft about it. It's really, really true. Really, really. It's like, you know.
Leaving the nest, man.
Yeah, it is. And then every day of you're with them all the time. And
So anyway.
And you have those close, beautiful relationships.
Yes. So anyway, just enjoy this weekend because for some people it's going to be a while, you know. Yeah, sometimes till Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it can be that kind of break.
I suppose so.
Parents' weekend, they usually kick in a little earlier. So, I mean, this is all college stuff. But, you know, high school, I mean, parents are excited. They get to go see their kid play ball.
Yeah, or, the startup of all the theater seasons starts, and to do that.
Right. So, anyway, there's a lot of cool stuff going on. So, all right. Everybody, enjoy your weekend. Heather, thank you for... It was kind of a last minute, you know, and thank you for...
I'm up for it all
called
the time.
Her last night.
She just goes, let me know before 7 o'clock because I shoot trap on Thursday nights. So, I make better choices
really?
When I know. I do, yeah.
No kidding.
I do, Not well, but I do it.
That's awesome.
Thank
Todd,
you. Okay.
Thank you. Another great week. Another great day.
Thank
Dennis,
you.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. We will see you on Monday. Enjoy this great weekend.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Wins will be here to wrap up the week, and we'll get geared up for the DNC
kicking off in Chicago on Monday.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.